When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Let's give the waltz a chance. Let's dance and let's see what happens. Let us carouse while Strauss caresses the strings. Even the shy may fly on musical wings. They say music can do the most unusual things. Two or three, and let's see what happens. Let us pretend, my friend, it's only a spree. And if a great adventure happens to happen, won't we be happy? It
That is One Great Adventure in Three-Quarter Time. That's Patricia Rutledge. Yes, Patricia Rutledge. Hyacinth Bouquet, or Bucket, from, I forget what that British TV show is called. Anyway, singing a wonderful song by Julie Stein and Yip Harburg, one of their few collaborations called Let's See What Happens from Darling of the Day. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating from a very sunny, slightly breezy day in Southampton, New York. And today we're going to see what happens when we explore the waltz. Now, three-quarter time, the waltz form is very much part of the Western tradition since about the 19th century, and it just sweeps everybody off their feet. Everybody has to learn 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and. But composers for musical theater have used this particular form in many different ways, and we're going to look at all the different variations on a theme here in three-quarter time. Three-quarter time is the theme of our show this afternoon. Well, if you're talking about waltzes, of course you have to go to Vienna, to the Strauss family. But in terms of musical theater, one of the most important songs comes from The Merry Widow, Franz Lehár's operetta from 1905, which literally swept the world by storm. I suppose you could say it was the first 20th century musical phenomenon. It quickly went to London and to America, to Paris, and everyone was whistling or singing or dancing to something called the Merry Widow Waltz. And in fact, if you've ever seen a movie called Shadow of a Doubt, a Hitchcock movie, that is the tune that Joseph Cotten whistles before he murders various older women, hence Merry Widow being ironic. At any rate, let's not be ironic. Let's take it at full face value. Here is Wilbur Evans and our ever-beloved Kitty Carlisle singing The Merry Widow Waltz by Franz Lehár.
I say not what I may not let you hear, yet the swaying dance is saying, love me dear. Every touch of fingers tells me what I know.
Wilbur Evans and Kitty Carlisle, we love her so, singing from The Merry Widow, the waltz that really sort of started it all as far as showbiz is concerned. And the waltz form was so evocative and so romantic that Cole Porter was able to turn it on its head in 1948 with Wunderbar from Kiss Me Kate. And here's a recently released recording. Robert Goulet and Carol Lawrence, who were married at the time, did a television special, I think in 66, 67, on ABC. And that track has just recently been released. So here is another waltz, courtesy of Cole Porter, Wunderbar.
Wunderbar, wunderbar, there's our favorite star above. What a bright shining star, like a love is wunderbar.
Let us drink leech and mine
in the moonlight benign
to the joy of our dream come true.
Wunderbar, wunderbar,
what a perfect
perfect night for love.
Here am I, here you are.
Why, it's truly wunderbar.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
We're alone and hand in glove.
Not a cloud near or far.
Why, it's more than wunderbar.
Say you care, dear.
For you madly.
Say you long, dear.
For your kiss.
Do you swear, dear?
Darling, gladly.
Life's divine, dear.
And you're mine, dear.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
There's our favorite star above.
What a bright, shining star.
Like our love, it's wunderbar.
Wunderbar indeed. Let's all gaze down from the Jungfrau. Well, the Jungfrau is actually one of the tallest mountains. Well, and it's another story. So we're looking at waltzes today, music in three-quarter time for the musical theater, and inevitably, all 1-2-3, 1-2-3 tracks must lead to Richard Rodgers. Jonathan Schwartz once said that he was better at writing waltzes than anyone named Strauss put together. And indeed, Rodgers really managed to use the form in such extraordinary ways. We'll hear quite a few today. I don't know why quite. I do know that his mother loved operettas. I know she loved The Merry Widow and would come home and play the whole score on the piano. So maybe he got it at a very early age. Here is a Rodgers and Hart waltz and then a Rodgers and Hammerstein waltz. The first we'll hear Tony Bennett singing a song from Boys from Syracuse. And Tony Bennett, God bless him, sings the verse to this particular song, something that singers rarely do. So two waltzes from the immortal keyboard of Richard Rodgers.
Lovely witches, let the stitches keep your fingers under control. Cut the thread, but leave the whole heart whole. Merry maids can sew and sleep. Wives can only sew and weep. Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me. Thank you. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me.
Out of your dreams and into his arms you long to fly. You don't need Egyptian smelling salts to tell you why. Out of your dreams and into the hush of falling shadows,
another unforgettable, moving Rodgers waltz, this time lyrics courtesy, of course, of Oscar Hammerstein from Oklahoma. That is a studio recording with Florence Henderson singing as Laurie. Yes, Carol Brady herself. We all knew she could do that. Did you? We're looking at waltzes and how people can use them in musical theater, and we've heard a few very beautiful, romantic, nostalgic, wistful waltzes. That's hard to say. Wistful waltz. I'll put my dentures... Okay, wistful waltzes. And we're going to look at the use of waltz and for other purposes. We have two scoundrels coming our way. One, the one and only Captain Hook, courtesy of Julie Stein and Comden and Green, sung by Cyril Richard, and then a certain First Lady of Argentina. Two somewhat nefarious bedfellows, as it were, but in this case, the waltz is used to render them in a slightly more charming way. So, from Peter Pan, here is Captain Hook.
At last I've reached me peak. Peter killed, and all the boys about to walk the plank. Ha 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 ha! I'm the greatest villain of all time. Who is Bluebeard?
Nobody!
Who is Nero?
Nobody!
Who is Jack the Ripper?
Nobody!
Ha 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 ha! Who's the swiniest swine in the world?
Captain
and hook.
Who's the dirtiest dog in this wonderful world?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Captain of villainy, murder and loot. Eager to kill any who says that his hook isn't cute.
It's cute!
Who's the slimiest rat in the pack?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's unlovable?
You.
Who's unlivable?
You.
Whose existence is quite unforgivable?
You.
Who would stoop to the cheapest and lowest of tricks in the book?
Tricks in the book!
Blimey, slimy, Captain Hook! All mortals envy me. Yet better perhaps for Hook to have had less ambition. Oh, fame. Fame, thou glittering bauble, in searching for thee, what fame have I not lost? No little children love me. I'm told they play at Peter Pan, and the strongest always chooses to be Peter. They force the baby to be Hook. The baby. That's where the canker gnaws. No! Bicarbonate of soda! No! Who's the swiniest?
Swiniest!
The doggiest?
Doggiest!
The slimiest?
Slimiest!
Who's the creepiest creep in the world?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's dispensable?
You.
Reprehensible?
You.
Whose behavior is quite indefensible?
You.
Who's the crawlingest, cruelest, crummiest, crookedest crook?
Crookedest crook! What a price, what a joy!
Mrs. Hook's little baby boy!
The scourge of the sea!
Just little old me!
Captain
Hook!
Hook! Hook! Hook! Hook!
Hook!
Hook!
Hook!
Hook! Hook! Hook! Hook! Hook!
Tell me before I waltz out of your life, before turning my back on the past. Forgive my impertinent behavior, but how long do you think this pantomime can last? Tell me before I ride off in the sunset, there's one thing I never got clear. How can you claim you're our savior when those who oppose you are stepped on or cut up or simply disappear?
Tell me before you get onto your bus, before joining the forgotten brigade, how can one person like me say, alter the time-honored way the game is played? Tell me, before you get onto your high horse, just what you expect me to do. I don't care what the bourgeoisie say. I'm not in business for them, but to give all my descamisados a magical moment or two.
There is evil, ever around the fundamental system of government, quite incidental.
So what are my chances of honest advances? I'd say low. Better to win by admitting my sin than to lose with a halo.
Tell me before I seek worthier pastures and thereby restore self-esteem. How can you be so short-sighted to look never further than this week or next week, to have no impossible dream?
Allow me to help you slink off to the sidelines. I'll pay your fare, give three cheers. But first tell me who'd be delighted to witness me tackle the world's greatest problems, from war to pollution. No hope of solution, even if I live for 100 years.
There is evil ever around fundamental system of government, quite incidental.
So go, if you're able, to somewhere unstable and stay there. Whip up your hate in some tottering state, but not here.
dear? Is that clear, dear?
Patti LuPone as Ava Perone. I never realized that rhymed. Yes, using the waltz for her own sort of charming purposes, score, of course, by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice from the original Broadway production. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today we're looking at various waltz uses of the waltz in musicals. Well, if you're doing that, you really come eventually, ultimately, inexorably, inevitably, how about that for adverbs, to A Little Night Music, which is Stephen Sondheim's extraordinary 1973 show based on Bergman's Smiles of a Summer Night, which takes place in Scandinavia during a long romantic summer night. And it's said that the entire score is in three-quarter time. That's not exactly true. There are some variations on that and some deviations from that. But by and large, if there was any show that honored the waltz, and both on the nose and ironically, it was A Little Night Music. So here is, we'll hear a couple of versions of it. Here is The Sun Won't Set, which is his version of what's also called the Night Waltz from the original cast of A Little Night Music.
The sun sits low, diffusing its usual glow. 5 o'clock, twilight, Vesper's sound, and it's 6 o'clock, twilight, all around.
But the sun sits low as it's going to go.
8 o'clock, twilight,
how enthralling it's.
9 o'clock, twilight,
slowly crawling towards.
10 o'clock,
twilight,
crickets calling the vespers ring. The nightingales waiting to sing. The rest of us wait on a string. Perpetual sunset is rather an unsettling thing.
Hands on the clock turn, but don't sing a nocturne just yet. Well, if I had written that couplet, I would take the year off. I would just retire to the south of France and sit on my laurels. Stephen Sondheim from A Little Night Music. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And the hands of the clock have turned about two-thirds of the way through our program today, in which we are honoring the use of three-quarter time in the American musical. And if all we heard were lovely, romantic, rhapsodic three-quarter waltzes, we might get bored after a while. So smart composers change it up, as the youngsters say. And here are two wonderfully interesting inversions of that idea. The first is Frederick Lowe from My Fair Lady, doubling waltz time, 6/8 agitato. Sounds like an Italian restaurant where you get, stomach ache. Anyway, here is Julie Andrews singing Show Me from My Fair Lady.
speak, and the world is full of singing, and I'm winging higher than birds. Touch and my heart begins to crumble, the heavens tumble, darling.
Oh, words, 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 I'm so sick of words. I get words only through, first from him, now from you. Is that all you blighters can do? Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that this is no time for a chat. Haven't your lips longed for my touch? Don't say how much. Show me, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me no undying vow. Show me now. Sing me no song, read me no rhyme. Don't waste my time. Show me. Please don't implore, beg or beseech. Don't make a speech, show me. But never do I ever want to hear another word. There isn't one I haven't heard. Here we are together in what ought to be a dream. Say one more word and I'll scream. Haven't your arms hungered for mine? Please don't explain, show me, show me. Don't wait until wrinkles and lines pop out all over my brow. Show me now.
My thoughts may stray, my eyes may roam, the neighbor's grass may seem much greener than the grass right here at home. If pretty girls excite me, well, that's life. But just in case you didn't know, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. So dimple knees delight me, well, that's life. But just in case you hadn't heard, I love my wife. Like bait that wriggles, and it makes catfish bite. A lady jiggles, and my eyes got a light upon so sweet a sight. And if I shake, break out in spots, don't fret, it's not swine fever, dear. Your swine has merely got the hots. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, or hadn't heard, or didn't know, I love my wife, I love my wife, I love my wife. Mm-hmm. I love my wife.
Frank Sinatra singing a beautiful waltz by Cy Coleman, lyrics by Michael Stewart, for I Love My Wife. And in that case, the beat goes into the next measure, a very interesting way of inverting the waltz form. Well, that's what we're looking at today on Broadway to Main Street. And we're looking at how composers managed to change that up. Andre Previn was a very underrated theater composer. He did a musical in London in 74, I think, called The Good Companions. Lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and they wrote a song for Judi Dench. Yes, that Judi Dench, called The Dance of Life, which also uses the waltz in a very interesting and unexpected way. So from that cast album, Judi Dench singing the music of Andre Previn.
The dance of life begins. A thousand violins play softly in our ears. The music of the spheres. The dance of life says now, come hold me in the shadows, we'll find a way somehow to save the wasted years. A crystal ball on high goes spinning
sets now and the vespers yes, what a lovely afternoon.
Yes.
The evening air doesn't feel quite right.
In the not quite glare of the not white night and its weight. Is that a star?
No, just the glow of a cigar.
Oh.
The atmosphere's becoming heady. The ambience thrilling.
The spirit unsteady. The flesh far too willing.
To be perpetually ready is far from fulfilling.
But wait, the sun is dipping.
Where? You're right, it's dropping. Look, at last, it's slipping.
Sorry, my mistake is stopping.
The light is pink and the air is still, and the sun is slinking behind the hill. And when finally it sets, as finally it must, when finally it lets the moment stir, so just when finally we greet the dark and we're breathing amen.
Surprise of surprises, it instantly rises again.
Lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, another episode of The Night Waltz from A Little Night Music. Now, if you took the trenchant, piquant lyrics of Stephen Sondheim and you wedded them to the waltz rhythms of Richard Rodgers, what would you get? Well, you would get the 1965 musical, Do I Hear a Waltz? Perfect. How could we not play that on the show today? Here is a version sung by the great cabaret singer Wesslow Whitfield, which uses some quotations from other Rodgers works as well. Let's see how many you can guess. The title number from Do I Hear a Waltz?
Do I hear a waltz? Very odd, but I hear a waltz. There isn't a band, and I don't understand it at all. Oh, I can't hear a waltz. Oh, my Lord, there it goes again. Why is nobody dancing in the street? Can't they hear the beat? Magical, mystical, miracle, can it be? Is it true? Things are impossibly lyrical. Is it me? Is it you? I do hear a waltz. I see you and I hear a waltz. It's what I've been waiting for all my life, to hear a waltz. Don't you hear a waltz? Such lovely blue Danube music, how can you be still? You must hear a waltz. Even strangers are dancing now. An old lady is dancing in her flat. She's dancing with her cat. Roses are dancing with peas. Must be me. Do I hear a waltz? I want more than to hear a waltz. I want you to share it, 'cause oh my dear, do I hear a waltz? Thank you.
Wesla Whitfield celebrating Richard Rodgers. Did you hear a little Wait Till You See Her in there? I did. The musical Ballroom was a sequel to A Chorus Line in terms of Michael Bennett's oeuvre. It didn't quite work, but it had a wonderful closing number that Dorothy Loudon sang. And before we get to the main event, I think it's a nice way of wishing you all a waltz. So here with music by Billy Goldenberg and lyrics by the Bergmans is I Wish You a Waltz from Ballroom.
Some people never go dancing. They don't hear the music of the band. Some people never go dancing. So how can they understand? If only you would go dancing, if only once you'd hear the band, I wish you a waltz or a cha-cha-cha, then maybe you'll understand. Somewhere an orchestra's playing music you never heard before. Somewhere there's always a waltz going on with plenty of room on the floor. I wish you a waltz to see how it feels for once in your life. Just kick up your heels. I wish you a night and a meal. I wish you a waltz. That's
from Ballroom. Well, there's no other way to conclude a show devoted to three-quarter time than with the Carousel Waltz, and this is what Rodgers created for the beginning, of course, of the musical Carousel in 1945, and it has so many themes and ideas worked into it, and if you see it in performance, it just starts the show in such an incredible way, introduces all the characters, but it also introduces the theme musically. So when it comes to show waltzes, it is the granddaddy, so let's end with that. Here's Rodgers himself conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra in the Carousel Waltz. You may start now waltzing with your cat. Enjoy.
Thank you. Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.